but the fruit of the Spirit. So this lets me know that I have to be filled with the Spirit. I have to be walking with the Holy Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. See, because if I get out here and start talking about I am the storm, right, and I don't have any love in my heart, then what's going to happen? I'm just going to be running over folk. I'm just going to be crushing folk in the ground. I'm the storm. Get out of my way. I'm the storm. Right?
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today for the first half of I Am the Storm. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of I Am the Storm.
All right. Even though I was on vacation and I was off, there's two things that don't take off when I'm off. And one is my money. You know, I make sure that my offering is here and to continue to give even though I'm off. And then the other thing that I try to do is every Sunday I try to attend a worship service somewhere. You know, now I personally, I'm more for the early service. I'm looking for 8 o'clock, 8:30 service. So I found a couple of them while I was off. But there was one service that I went to, and the preacher that was preaching put up this PowerPoint slide. And I had my phone, and so I took it and I snapshotted it and got it on my phone. Now, what it says, it might be hard to read, but it says, "The devil whispers, you cannot withstand the storm. The warrior replies, I am the storm. I am the storm." And that thing gripped my heart. And so, like I said, I took my phone and I snapshotted the picture, and it came on my phone. And all month, wherever I was at, I came home and, you know, shared it with my wife, and then you know, people that I would see at the gym, and, you know, they would come up and they would, you know, be telling me this or telling me that. I said, "Look, I got something for you." And I pull out my phone and I pull this up and I said, "Look here, look, this says right here that the devil whispers, you cannot withstand the storm. The warrior replies, I am the storm." And it was able to just strengthen and bless many people. So I don't know if, you know, I know that we got our phones and you know, people would say to me, "Pastor, you know, so-and-so was on their phone while you were preaching." And I said, "Well, I have no problem with that, because that's the Bible's on their phone." And that's what they were doing. They were looking at their Bible. And they said, "No, they weren't looking at their Bible, Pastor." So I'm just naive. I'm naive. So if you got your phone out, I'm just assuming that you're looking on your Bible. But here's another reason for you to have your phone out this morning. I don't know if that's going to come up good. If not, you can go online and you can type, Google this, and this will come up, and you can put it on your phone. Or you can snapshot it, and like I said, I don't know how well it's going to come out on your phone. But as you get the opportunity to talk to people, this is something that you can share with them. As they challenged and they're going through difficulties and struggles, and then you can say, "Look, I want you to read this. I am the storm." And so this thing arrested me so much that I began to meditate. What does it mean when you say I am the storm? When circumstances that you're dealing with come upon you and they seek to overshadow you and take you down, and you say, "I am the storm." You know, what does that mean? So I looked up what it means when it says a storm. And so we see storm, a violent disturbance of the atmosphere with strong winds and usually rain, thunder, lightning, or snow. And I began to look at this and say, okay, well, the first part is what we can apply to us. A violent disturbance of the atmosphere. a violent disturbance of the atmosphere. And as we look at that violent disturbance of the atmosphere, when the atmosphere is sickness, and you find the atmosphere being doctor's visits, medication, maybe even a stay in the hospital, appointments, and you find the atmosphere to be one that has surrounded you with sickness, you say what? I am the storm. I am the storm. I am that this atmosphere is one of sickness, but I am the violent disturbance of the atmosphere. I'm not going to allow this atmosphere of sickness to rob me, to take away from me, to destroy my testimony, to take me down. I am the storm. When financial issues are all around you, and you find yourself in an atmosphere of financial difficulties and problems, you got to say to yourself that this atmosphere is not what's going to take me down. I am the storm. I am the violent disturbance of the atmosphere. When the devil whispers, you can't withstand the storm, the warrior replies, I am the storm. I am the storm. When the atmosphere is relationship issues, when you're around people who are critical, negative, bitter, complaining, that they are backbiting, they are trying to take you down whenever you're around in a relationship that might be toxic, then you got to say to yourself, I am the storm. That I am the violent disturbance of this, in this atmosphere where it seems to be against everything that I represent and I stand for. In this atmosphere when darts are being hurled at me and fiery darts are coming at me, that I am the storm. And I'm not going to allow this to take me down. I think of the people in Houston, in the Gulf Coast. Just think. They were the victims of Hurricane Harvey, one of the worst natural disasters in U.S. history. It's going to cost more than Katrina. The only thing that Katrina did more than Harvey was it took more lives. But Harvey was more devastating from other perspectives than Katrina. And you look at, I'm sure that while you were at home or wherever you might be, that you saw image after image after image of people whose home were destroyed, people walking through high water. And when you think about now that the water is toxic and there's alligators, and I mean, it's just unbelievable some of the things that have happened as a result of Harvey. But yet and still, you know, as negative as Charlottesville was, and how divisive Charlottesville was in our country, you see Harvey working to do what? It's bringing people together. It's bringing the best out of people. It's bringing people from all over the country. It's bringing people to use their resources. It's bringing people together to come and say what? I am the storm. I am the storm. Harvey was a bad boy. Harvey took many people out. But you know what? I am the storm. And people that go back, and as devastated as they were, and it was heartbreaking to not only know that people lost their lives, but to see people go back into their homes and have to begin to reconstruct their whole life again. What are those people saying? What are they saying? I am the storm. Because you see, if they let that thing take them down, if they let it destroy them mentally, emotionally, physically, if they allow it to just wipe them out, then in that first part of the statement, the devil is right. The devil whispers, you can't withstand the storm. You can't withstand the storm. But you got to have the right idea. You got to have the right mentality. You got to say, I am the storm. When the atmosphere of personal struggles, when you're dealing with temptation, when you're dealing with discouragement, when you're dealing with issues of slothfulness, and you're dealing with issues of lust and those things that seek to take you down, that, you know, it's amazing to me the number of people, and I'm not just saying men, but the number of people that are struggling with this whole issue of pornography. And so the devil says, look, I'm going to use this. I'm going to use this in your life, and I'm going to use it to take you down. And a lot of people say, well, go ahead, devil. Go on and take me down. And I throw my hands in the air. I'm waving the white flag because I just can't deal with what you're bringing on me. But somewhere, as far as the child of God is concerned, that there ought to be something in you that rises up. And when these temptations come against you, when these personal issues seek to drag you down, something ought to come up within you. And you ought to say, I am the storm. I am a violent disturbance. When this atmosphere is discouragement, when it's depression, when the atmosphere is all those negative things around you, that you violently rise up and you destroy the atmosphere. A storm, a violent destruction of the atmosphere. Let me ask you the question this morning. The atmosphere of my life is currently filled with what? What is your atmosphere? I mean, you're sitting there right now, or are you dealing with sickness? Is that the current atmosphere of your life? Hospital visits, doctor visits, medicine, going here, appointment, going to that appointment. Is that the current atmosphere of your life? Maybe it's, as I just said, an emotional struggle. What is the current atmosphere of your life? Financial problems. What is the current atmosphere? You put it in there. You put that in there. And then you say to yourself that this might be what the devil is using to take me down. But hey, I am the storm. I am the storm. So when the devil whispers, you cannot withstand the storm, the warrior replies, and what are the biblical qualities of a warrior? Think about what is a warrior. The first thing we see is that a warrior is disciplined. A warrior is disciplined. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9. First Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24. Know ye not that they who run in a race run all, but one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain. So we are in a race, and as we on every day that you get up, that you are running a race. And at the end of the day, you will obtain a prize. Now, there's not going to be anybody at the end of the day when you go into your bedroom that's clapping and say, hey, you know, good job, way to go. You know, there's not going to be cheerleaders outside your house when you pull up into your driveway. All right, there's not going to be anybody congratulating you. But you got up this day, and you were going to run a race, and the Bible says, run so that you may obtain. That word obtain means, it's a Greek word, katalambano. It means to take down, and in other words, take down the prize. And so every day, God puts a spiritual prize out for you. And you get up, and you run this race. You're running the race, right? When you get up. And then all of a sudden, the devil brings what? One of those storms. It might be a person. It might be a circumstance. It might be something else. But now a storm hits you. A storm comes your way. And the person that's weak and wimpy will, oh, man, this storm, it's too much. I can't handle it. And you back away and you go off and you refuse to fight or deal with the storm. But the warrior, when they're running the race and the storm hits, notice what happens to the warrior. And every man that striveth for mastery, that striveth for this prize, that striveth for excellence, is temperate. And that word temperate can mean discipline. Is disciplined in all things. Now they do up to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run. I run this race. I so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beats against the air. You know, you're out here and you know you're fighting the race and you know you're trying to impress somebody, right? And you that's very impressive, right? I mean, really, isn't it? Didn't I impress you? Right? Right? Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Right? And you can do that all day and impress folks. But what's the problem? You haven't landed you haven't landed one punch. I'm impressed with your footwork. I'm impressed with how you move around and with your hands when you're bobbing. I'm impressed with that. But the fact is, you haven't laid one punch. And so Paul says here, he says that I don't just dance around shadow boxing. I don't beat against the air. He says, but I beat under my body. And so the idea here is that I might not be punching somebody else, but I'm landing punches on myself. He said, I beat under my body. Now, again, he doesn't mean this literally, right? This is a figurative expression for discipline. He says that where my flesh wants to give in, where my flesh wants to throw in the towel, where I'm running this race and the devil hits me with a storm, and where is every inclination in me is to just want to give up, Paul says what? I discipline myself. I beat myself. I bring myself under subjection so that I am disciplined. The warrior is disciplined. And so the end result, Paul lets us know that he's disciplined. And why is he disciplined? Because here, the greatest preacher next to Jesus Christ in the world, the greatest missionary in the world ever, was the Apostle Paul. He says, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, that I become a castaway. That word castaway, dokimazo, is to become disapproved. That I've done all this, and now I'm sat on the shelf. I ran, you know, for years and years, I ran miles and miles, and now I'm disqualified. I've done something that caused me to be put out of the race because I didn't do what? I didn't discipline myself. See, you can't say I am the storm if you don't have this personal discipline. You can't say I am the storm because the storm, hey baby, the storm is coming. And you got to be ready for it. And the only way you're going to be ready for it is for you to have the right mindset. Y'all remember years ago, I was reading about, I think it was the governor of Minnesota. He used to be a former wrestler, Jesse Ventura. And I remember he made a statement, and he said that Christianity is a crutch for the weak. I thought to myself, well, you're exactly right. you're exactly right. And the fact of the matter is, you might not recognize it, but all of us are weak. And now if I'm going to lean on a crutch, you know, some folks go to alcohol, some people go to drugs, some people go to relationships, some people go to education and ego and pride. They're all kind of things. But if I don't have a crutch, you know, let my crutch be on the Lord. Let me lean on the Lord and realize that as I lean on him, that he's going to give me the discipline that I need to stay in the race. The second thing we see about a warrior is that a warrior is determined. Not only disciplined, but a warrior is determined. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. in verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's determination right there. That's determination. That's somebody that's saying, look, I'm not going to let anybody stop me from doing what it is I know that I'm supposed to do. I'm not going to let anybody deter me off the course. Therefore, I'm going to be steadfast. I'm going to be unmovable. You know, those are the two characters. Steadfast. I'm going to stand fast. I told you the story before about the man that had a horse. And the horse couldn't run. The horse could barely walk. And somebody said, well, why did you buy that horse? He can't run fast. And the man said, he can't run fast, but he can sure stand fast. And so we need to realize that we need to be able to stand fast, right? The horse can stand without being moved. And so we might not be able to run fast, but we can stand fast. And we can be determined to know that I'm not going to let this storm take me down. I mean, man, this thing is rough. Just think. Let's go back again over the last week or so to Harvey. You know, those individuals, they had to leave. They had to be rescued out of their home. Some of them off of their roof, right? So they had to do what? They had to leave. I mean, they couldn't stand there and say, yeah, I'm bad. You know, yeah, I'm going to take Harvey. Yeah. You know, they had to leave. And, you know, I find that in life, sometimes life will hit you right in the gut. And it will knock all of the wind out of you. I mean, you'll be going through life and something, it'll cause you to double over and you'll be, and you know what? In times like that, it's just best to go sit in the corner. Just go sit down. So don't try to keep out there fighting. You're already out of breath. Just go sit down somewhere. Get yourself together. But don't stay over there now. Go get yourself together. Pray, read the scriptures, put on some Christian music, whatever you need to do. But I'll be back. I will be back. Right? Because I am what? I am determined that the storm is not going to take me down. And can you imagine? Now, these people are coming back. Some of them still can't even come back home yet. But they're coming back. And they see their home. The place where they have all kind of family memories. The place where they found rest. The place that, watch this. The place, and I don't know about you, the place that was their sanctuary. Where they escaped from everything in the world. Now, it just came right in on them. And now, they got to look. And you can stand there, and you can keep looking. If your house got a chance to be used again, you got to do what? You got to take out that first piece of furniture. You got to rip up that first piece of carpet. You got to get a crowbar and begin to tear around the bottom of that baseboard where it got wet. You got to start somewhere. And the only way that you want to start, because when you first start, you're not going to see hardly any results at all. And the only thing that's going to keep you going is what? Determination. Determination is that I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to let this thing take me down. This thing is not going to take me out. And thank God that we have a living illustration in people who are not only disciplined, they're determined, but then as we look at the third thing that we see here, that they are, I like this right here. I love this right here. And would to God that this would be true of all of God's people.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of I Am the Storm. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, I Am the Storm, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request I Am the Storm. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request I Am the Storm, or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 7 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed into storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.